This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, absolutely fantastic Tuesday. We're going to talk about everything from the hiccups to government shutdowns and Ukraine and other things going on this hour. I wanted to touch on something really quickly first. There's an article out in The Atlantic. Please don't read it. It's The Atlantic. It's commie filth. But it goes through some numbers, and it's talking about party. Which political party are you part of? And if you're part of this political party, would you support a business run by the other political party? And the reason I brought this up is in the wake of the Hilton stuff. Remember, Hilton made it right, but in the wake of the Hilton stuff, I just thought it was fascinating, and I thought it's pretty revealing for where we are. Get these numbers. Get this. These are college students they're surveying. 41% of Democratic college students would not support a Republican-run business. 37% would not be friends with a Republican. And 30% would not work for one. In case you're wondering what the Republican numbers were, they were 7, 5, and 7. So Republicans were all, yeah, I mean, I'd shop at a Democrat business. I'd be friends with one. I'd work with one. Democrats, by a large number, said not even interested. I brought this up because when you boil things down to Democrat and Republican, it can be confusing if you don't understand how much parties change over time and can change over time and why they change over time. For the longest time, communists have understood that if you really want to get communism into America, I mean, Reagan has quotes about this. If you really want to bring communism to America, the only vehicle you have at your disposal is the Democrat Party. You're not going to start a legitimate communist party. The Green Party ain't ever going to do a thing. You can't, that won't work here. You have to have a skin suit of some kind you can put on to bring communism to the masses who don't know what you're doing. And this is years ago. This is before you were born. Communists realized the Democrat Party was perfect for that. I'm not saying the Democrat Party was always communist. That's not what I'm saying, but they were closest enough to it, flirting enough with it, that with some work, with some effort, we can make them that. Like a 17-year-old who loves to lift weights and work out. He may have never played football a day in his life, but with a little effort, we could probably make him into a football player, right? That's what the Democrat Party was to the communists. But that's not an overnight process, is it? In order to change, because we're going through this right now, you and I, trying to change the Republican Party. In order to change a political party, I'm sorry to say this, because we live in an instant gratification society, and I'm not patient either. It takes years. It takes decades, to be honest, to change a political party, because people who are there don't want to change. The moneyed interests that hold up political parties, they're holding up the party because they want the party to keep doing what it's doing. That it's a long, very difficult process to change a political party. But remember something about the communists that is probably, it's probably the best tool in his tool belt, and it's one we lack. That tool is this. He loves the grind. He enjoys it. We tend to not love the grind because we're not obsessed with politics. It's not our religion. We like election day. I like it like you like it. We like to study the news. I'm the same way as you, but do you love your local school board meeting? Have you ever even been to a school board meeting? Look, I have, but I'm not judging you if you haven't. Have you ever even been to one? Most have not. The communist never misses one. The communist activists in your area would never dream of missing one. Because he loves the grind, that gets him more intimately involved in the day-to-day workings of the Democrat Party. For instance, let's say I am taking over my local Red Lobster. The local Red Lobster, they're looking for a new manager. I apply and I get the job. I'm now the new manager of the local Red Lobster. Now let me ask you, what if I spent 2-3 weeks at a time back in Montana? You know, I graduated high school from Montana. I joined the Marines from Montana. 2-3 weeks at a time, I'm up there in Montana, hanging out, going for a hike, fishing, skiing. Don't get me wrong, I'm answering my Red Lobster emails every day. And we have a Zoom phone call every day. Hey, how's the profits? Do we sell enough shrimp? Do we have enough beer on tap? I'm checking in. I'm on it. But I'm not there. How does that manager Jesse do? Do I know the inner workings of what's really going on inside my Red Lobster? I can't possibly know. I can't know who shows up 5 minutes late. I can't know who's gossiping behind the bar. I can't know which hostess doesn't greet people with a smile. That stuff's not going to come out in a Zoom call. Okay, that's bad manager Jesse. What if good manager Jesse takes over the local Red Lobster and I'm there before everyone every morning? I'm the one unlocking the door. I'm unlocking the door every morning. I'm the one walking through the kitchen without anyone there. I'm the one checking things out. Are the tables clean? And after everyone's gone, even the bartenders, I'm the one inspecting everything. Which Red Lobster is going to be better? Better food, better customer service, better prop? Of course, it's a no-brainer. The Jesse who's there, who's not in Montana. Well, here's the bad news. This is just a wake-up call for me, too. For a long time, Republicans like us, we have been Montana manager Jesse. We pop in when it's election season, 5-6 months before the presidential election. I guess I'll get involved in the primary. Who do you like, Trump or DeSantis? And then we'll throw on our hats and we throw out our yard signs and we're out there, go Trump! But then as soon as that election's over, we put the yard signs back in the garage. Maybe you still wear a MAGA hat every now and then. But those school board meetings happen all the time and we're not there. Primaries happen all the time. We're not there. Republicans participate half as much in primaries as Democrats do. Half. They're open and close the store, Jesse. That's who they are. That's who Democrat voters are. They are involved in every primary, in every cause, at every school board meeting. And the end result of that is that over the years, communists have been able to pull the Democrat Party to the left. Chuck Schumer, as a matter of fact. Chuck Schumer's out there right now. He's in the news a little bit saying that there won't be another shutdown, whatever. Chuck Schumer is, he's probably the most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C. right now. Now that Nancy Pelosi, Grandma Vodka's old, she's hanging up her dentures, you'd probably say it's Chuck Schumer right now. The most powerful Democrat in Washington, D.C. is Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is retiring. He's not running again. Why? Chuck Schumer is afraid that AOC, this moron from the Bronx, is going to challenge him in a primary because she will win. Remember, the reason AOC is in Congress, she challenged a powerful sitting Democrat in a primary and blew his doors off and won. Why is AOC able to challenge these established, wealthy, powerful Democrats and win? Because the Democrat voter gets involved in primaries, votes in primaries, and they want more communism. They want more communism. It took years and years and years to get to where we are. But where we are, it's a real hot and cold. It's a real good and bad. The good news is we are slowly but surely changing the face of the Republican Party as we get more involved, as we learn that we have to fall in love with the grind. We're getting better, and the Republican Party is changing to something better. Slowly, but it's changing. The bad news is, as insane and sick and demonic as Democrats are, they're not done moving to the left. Did you know that? They're not going to moderate. They're not going to. They don't have any interest in it. They can't even win elections if they attempt to moderate. This Democrat Party, it's only going to get worse. Do you still want to live in that blue state? I've been telling you for a long time, there's no guardrails anymore. There's nothing stopping them. Whatever they want to do, they're going to do. All right, we'll do some emails next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You may even get the distinct honor of getting it read on the air. Chris, that's a huge honor. Since there isn't anything going on to talk about right now, he's joking, what was the nastiest dish you were obligated to try over the holidays? Said the fill-in hosts were great, by the way. Good. All right, this holiday season, this Christmas season, I'm trying to think. I don't think I had to suffer through anything gross because we didn't travel to any family. Let's be honest. It's when you travel to family, that's when you're subjected to disgusting meals because it's part of your family tradition, and that's just always what you do. Our family tradition isn't any different. I was having dinner with my mom last night, and she was talking about how they used to make bratwurst and sauerkraut in our house. There's nothing more disgusting than puke spaghetti. Sauerkraut is the grossest thing in the world. And it smells, the whole house smells. And I used to tell, I told mom last night, I said, Mom, you know that I had to leave the house and I just wouldn't come home until late, because the smell was so putrid. So every family has this. I don't have a story like that, but I will give you a little tidbit, something that may save you money one day, a large amount of money one day. You ready for this? This is a few years ago. Me, the boys. Then I've told you about this since then. We went and did some Christmas markets in Europe. We had always wanted to see these Christmas markets, all the food and the Christmas caroling and the fun, and hopefully you don't get blown up by some Muslim. You understand, it's just a blast. Pardon the pun, Chris. Anyway, we went to go see the Christmas markets. It was a great time. We are flying out of Paris. So we have a couple days in Paris. Ob wanted to do something super, super special. We have never done anything like this since. We had never done anything like this before. But the river flowing through Paris is the Seine. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I only speak American and some Mexican, so don't blame me. All right? Some Mexican, Chris. I don't know if I'd say I'm fluent.
Buenas tardes.
But I'm pretty fluent. Anyway, the river going through Paris is the Seine. And they have this thing. I'm sure there's lots of them because Ob did all the work on this. I didn't do it. Where you could do a dinner cruise at night up the Seine. And I know you've heard about these things before. Most cities with a good river have something like this. In the South, they're all over the place. You know, a place like New Orleans or what. You get on a riverboat and you go have some chicken fingers and they play some music and you cruise up the river. We've done that before. But this one was special. And it was expensive. I don't remember how much it was, but it was a freaking lot. I remember that. This one was, no chicken fingers this time. This was a 5-star Michelin chef. I don't understand this whole Michelin thing. They were always tires to me, but Michelin is apparently, is it the same thing, Chris? Are you serious? Is it the same thing? Okay, I didn't know that. Anyway, this is a 5-star Michelin chef. Okay. Well, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. That's a lot of money, but I bet that's going to be a good cut of steak. I bet that's going to be some good French onion soup. I bet the bread's going to be fresh. I'm thinking all the exact same things you're thinking. We sit down for this meal on this boat. The boat was admittedly nice. It was just a big dining room on the water. And it was course after course after course of the most disgusting filth you have ever seen in your life. What, Chris? Chris said, is that because it was French food? I'll tell you something, buddy. And I don't care if you think less of me for saying it. I'm going to tell you something. The French eat really well, bud. It's all steak and cheese and bread and pastries. The rest of France was wonderful because, again, who doesn't like steak and cheese and onions and bread and pastries? French food is awesome. Absolutely, it was awesome. I know I'm going to pay for that. I know the emails are going to be ugly because I said that. I know they will be. You know, take it easy. Anyway, French food was awesome. None of this would be recognizable as any specific kind of cuisine. I don't even think I can lay it all out for you specifically. I do remember one thing was duck, and I've had duck before. I've killed ducks before. My old man used to go duck hunting. Duck can be delicious. Not this duck. And this duck had apple foam in it. Apple foam. And my wife is a healthy eater. And James, my oldest son, he's the one who asked for extra broccoli. Nobody could eat. We were sitting there counting the seconds until we could get back. We got back and immediately went right back to the hotel, and we all got sandwiches in the lobby. We just immediately got sandwiches. Don't ever, ever, under any circumstances, go to some five-star Michelin chef, whatever the stupid fancy rating. Don't ever do it. Ever. I'm telling you, you will hate yourself for it, and you're going to spend so much money, and it's going to be disgusting. Disgusting. There you go. Just saved you a fortune. Let's talk about Ukraine. Let's talk about testosterone. Don't ever think that your T levels are fine. I know you're probably doing the right things. Maybe you're not, but you can't help the fact there's estrogen in the water. We shower in it. It's all throughout our water supply. This all ties back to the women's birth control, and it's not getting treated 1% a year. Did you know that? We are losing 1% of our testosterone a year. The reason you're tired all the time is not because you're 55 years old. The reason your brain is foggy is not because you're 48 years old. It's because your T levels are in free fall. Do something to reverse that. You know what I did this morning? A couple eggs, a couple pieces of bacon, some disgusting smoothie Ob made me, and my male vitality stack from Chalk. Keeps my T levels jacked through the roof, ready to go. My brain works good. I know you can't tell, but my brain works good. My energy's great. My mood is better. 4 years I've been doing it. Join me. Make 2026 best year of your life. CHOQ. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Screw the HOA on a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday. All right, so I was talking earlier in the show about January 6th, and it was obviously something the communists loved. I would argue they planned for it and coordinated it because they wanted a reason to go arrest their political opposition, just like they always do, just like all communists do. Our communists are no different. Well, about the time the show was starting, a couple hours ago, Democrats on Capitol Hill, I kid you not, they led a candlelight vigil in remembrance of January 6th. And hey, don't take it from me. Chris, play the theater, kids.
Let us remember the attack of January 6th is not over. It lives on in the threats to our election workers. It lives on through those who want to take away our right to vote, who want to legalize voter discrimination. We must never, never, never stop fighting for this beautiful democracy, which January 6th showed us is more fragile than we ever imagined.
One, they are all just theater kids in the end. Two, it really does give me great joy to know Democrats have to go through these humiliation rituals, and at least some of them, they're totally embarrassed. But in order to stay elected as a Democrat, these are the things you have to do. I remember watching Chuck Schumer one time. There's a video, I'm sure it's out there somewhere, of Chuck Schumer. He's at some gay pride parade in New York. And he's standing there. Of course, you know what it is. It's all the degeneracy and horribleness you can possibly imagine. And he's standing there and they give him a microphone. Well, in that moment, because he's a Democrat, he doesn't have the option of saying, I'm not interested. I'm not going to speak. I can't put that on camera. So they hand him the microphone and he's there. So pride, pride, pride. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. And I laughed because Chuck Schumer is a horrible, horrible person, a complete lizard, not even human anymore. And he has to go through these humiliation rituals. All Democrats do. And I think it's hilarious. Remember after George Floyd died, when they put those African scarves on their head, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, and they all went and kneeled in the Capitol? Yeah, I know some of them are just deranged freaks who are into that thing. But you know some of them were thinking, oh, gosh, do we have to? Wait, do I have to go? Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. U.S. would lead Ukraine ceasefire monitoring backed by a multinational force. I'm convinced at this point in time this thing's never going to end. Is it just me? It doesn't seem like every single day there's a Ukraine ceasefire on the horizon. Peace is almost there. They're in talks. There were talks. The talks are moving forward. We're having more talks. Maybe a ceasefire. More talks. Truth is, I don't know that any party involved wants it to end. Look, here's a headline for you. Zelensky reshuffles government in the face of alleged corruption. Corruption, you say? Yes, it turns out that one of the most corrupt countries in the world, Ukraine, before the war, got a massive influx of, your money, and they took it. You didn't think all that was going to the troops, did you? They just simply took the money. We know they're corrupt. We know they're pocketing the money. I remember when CBS ran a story saying that one-third of the money, I believe that was the number, one-third of the money and equipment is actually getting to the front. The rest of it, they're just straight stealing it, selling it on the black market. Then, of course, CBS pulled the article and apologized. Well, we got our reporting wrong. No, you pulled the article because you got your reporting right. Pretty sure that was CBS. It's a corrupt place. And then you have Russia. Total corrupt place. What motivation is it for Russia to end the war? Right now, Russian gas is still being sold to European countries through India. You know, European countries are now just buying all their gas from India. Well, India's buying it all from Russia. Russia's treasury is doing just fine. Why would they want it to end? Here in America? You remember who was sitting at the negotiating table last time I went on a rant about this, right? You do remember? Mr. Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock. Ukraine has been devastated by war. Absolutely devastated. Heartbreaking for the people there. Guess who's going to help them rebuild? Guess who's going to make a pretty profit off the American taxpayer helping them rebuild? Of course, BlackRock will be there. But let's just do a simple human experiment, if you will. Let's say my name's Larry Fink. I'm the head of BlackRock. I'm going to make money helping Ukraine rebuild. And the more I help them rebuild, the more money I make, of course. You know, if you have a contractor come and remodel your closet, that's going to be a certain amount of money. If he remodels the whole downstairs, that's going to be more money, right? Bigger project, more money. So I'm Larry Fink. And I stand to make a tidy sum of money when Ukraine starts to rebuild. Do I want the war to end now? Or maybe after another year of bombs dropping? Maybe after another city gets turned into rubble? What makes me more money if I'm Larry Fink? My point in all this is I'm not convinced anybody wants this thing to end. I actually do think, to his credit, I do think Trump wants it to end, and I think it's beyond his control. I think he thought he would be able to do it. Remember on the campaign trail, he kept telling everybody, I'll have it over in the first day. It'll be over in the first day. I'm gonna negotiate the whole thing. He's been busting his butt trying to negotiate an end to it. And even when it seems like they get really, really close to a deal, yep, deal falls apart. I would not be surprised, Chris, write this down, if Donald Trump's 3 years, next 3 years is over, if the presidential campaign of 2028 is underway and Russia and Ukraine are still fighting, I would not be even a little bit surprised. Brazil's ex-president Bolsonaro undergoes medical treatment for hiccups. You want to hear something devastating? Everybody has a hiccup remedy. When I was a kid in my house, the remedy was you ate a spoonful of sugar and then you drank water. Spoonful of sugar, chug a glass of water, hiccups go away. Usually worked. Ob comes from a different family, and you know she's a gymnast, so they always have to show off. Ob's, what her thing was, is you drink water upside down. Drink water upside down. So, of course, she can't do that like a normal person. Yeah, that's you too, Corey? Okay, apparently, that's Corey's too. She has to do a handstand up against the wall. And that, like I said, gymnasts always have to show off, but that's her thing. You want to hear something crushing? None of that stuff actually works, meaning the sugar or the handstands. It's just drinking water. Chris, you can shake your head all you want, but I've tested it. You just drink water and it goes away. What, Chris? Chris said, suck on a cinnamon candy. Just drink water, Chris. All right. Since I'm not a 97-year-old grandpa, I don't walk around with cinnamon candies on hand. Therefore, I'll have to go with what I have, and that is water, Chris. What a stupid thing. Well, no, just go pick up a gallon of motor oil and spill it on your left foot. Oh, thanks, Chris, for these wonderful solutions. That's a huge help. Anyway, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Hey, Chris, do you like the McRib at McDonald's? Are you a McRib guy? Me either. Corey, McRib? No? You've never even tried it? A loser. I mean, everyone has to try it, Corey. Anyway, McDonald's is hit with a class action lawsuit claiming McRib doesn't contain any rib meat. Is anyone surprised by that? That'd be like saying Taco Bell's ground beef isn't real beef. I think we all know that. It's still fantastic. Anyway, Chris, I thought that was good news for you because they sell it. What? They sell it as a pork rib. If it's not real pork, you're in business, pal. You're in business. Hey, Bronco, I get that people not like vegetables, but what is your feeling on super picky eaters? All right, so here's my take on it. My family was very traditional when I was growing up when it came to dinner time. If dad was home, he was gone a lot working construction, but if dad was home at dinner time, mom would make dinner. When dinner was done, whatever mom made, we all sat down at the dinner table and we ate our dinner together as a family. Part of our dinner experience was always vegetables. Sometimes it was green beans, you know, right out of that can. It's not like they were fresh, but the canned green beans. Sometimes it was lima beans. Now, when I said traditional, there was also this part of my family. You were not allowed to leave the dinner table until you ate your meal. Clean your plate, eat your meal. There's no, I don't feel like it. There's no, I'd like something else. I mean, that was only going to get you whipped in my house. That was going to get you nowhere. Sit there and eat your meal. So that means I have to eat these lima beans. I physically could not eat them. When I say physically could not eat them, I mean more than once, in an attempt to eat them so I could leave the dinner table, they came back up. Now, fast forward, I have one eater, James, my oldest, who's just a beast. All the vegetables, all the everything, you name it, he'll try it. He eats it all. World-class eater, much better than I'll ever be. Then I have me, Luke, my little clone. We, because you always try to do some of the things your parents did. When Luke was younger, we used to do the exact same thing to him that my parents did to me. Sit there, eat your dinner. No, you cannot have anything else. You cannot get up until it's done. We eventually dropped that. And do you know why? Luke would sit there with his plate full of vegetables in front of him for 3 hours until it was bedtime. I don't mean he held out for 15, 20 minutes. Hours, to the point where Am and I are looking, we're thinking, I feel like this is child abuse. Like we can't, what, Chris? What? Chris said, was I at least a little bit proud of him? No, I was insanely proud of him. I was insanely proud of him. Way to stand your ground, little man. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And I have watched him have problems when he's tried to gut it down as well, gagging at the, I'm not defending people who are super picky eaters. We all have to gut through things we don't like from time to time. I will say this, though. I think a lot of this is genetic. My kids were raised the exact same. One kid loves them. The other one does not. My sister and I, she's a great eater. I'm more on the Luke side. We were raised the exact same. Same house, same parents, same rules. I think a lot of picky eating is simply genetic, and people you consider to be picky eaters can't do anything about it. I don't know how you merge that world with just letting them eat whatever they want. You don't want that either. Part of life is eating crappy things. It's the way it is, but that's my thoughts on it. Also, Trump said this about Maduro.
But he's a violent guy, and he's killed millions of people. He's tortured. They have a torture chamber in the middle of Caracas that they're closing up. But he's tortured people. And now what they do, the radical left, they actually have people, and it's hard to get them. They're all paid people. Most of these people are paid. You know they're paid when they have brand new, beautiful printed signs by, like, the highest quality printer. And you have a woman, free Maduro. And the sign is before we even did the attack. You know, free Maduro. Why do you want him freed? I don't know, but he should be free. Oh, she reads the sign. What does it
wrong.
Say? It says free. Well, that's what I...
All paid for. Now, let's do it.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Globalize the Intifada. Zohran Mamdani cuts the NYPD out of mayoral briefings put in place after 9/11. It truly is going to be some very, very tough years for New York City. I don't know when I'll be back. I don't know if I'll be back. You know what's really sad? The last two times I was there and I tried to link up with a buddy and his wife, it was when I was there with my wife, they said, I'll come down and meet you. My wife won't come into the city anymore. These are lifelong New Yorkers. They're already saying, oh, I'm out. Uh-oh. Maduro's Nike tracksuit sold out hours after his handcuff pics go viral. Chris, I want to be a tracksuit guy. I feel like a tracksuit is just a comfortable way, a more stylish way to wear sweatpants. And I feel like I could be a tracksuit guy. You know, Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed compared an Oklahoma ban on Sharia law to the Trail of Tears. No way. You mean an Islamist trying to do evil things, tried to use the civil rights era racism stuff to cover up his horrible ideas? No, it's not like that's a tactic they've used. U.S. LNG exports set new records in 2025. Remember that the Biden White House banned LNG exports. And I say the Biden White House because Joe Biden signed the executive order. And then we found out later he didn't even know what he had signed because he just sat there drooling on himself. All right, we're going to come back tomorrow. Who knows what the news will bring? I promise we'll have some more fun, all right? That's all.